With a big smile, stepped out of the van, holding a clipboard. "Mr. Alden," the woman said. She put out her hand. "Ginny Gullen, remember me? Of course, I was Ginny Shore way back when I worked at the Dark Harbor Inn. You visited every summer. I remember how you enjoyed having your morning coffee on the porch." Mr. Alden broke into a big smile. "Virginia Shore. My, my, you're all grown up now." Took a few minutes to connect the face with the name. "I've spoken on the phone with your husband, Rich, to make arrangements for my grandchildren. They're so happy you were able to find spots for them and camp at the last minute." The Aldens noticed that Mr. Pines and his children frowned when Grandfather said this. Ginny turned to the Alden children. "Let me guess. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and you're Benny, right?"
"Right,"
Benny said proudly. Ginny waved over Zach Pines. He put down the duffel bags he was carrying. "Come meet the Aldens, Zach," Ginny said. "Here are Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny. Everybody meet Zach Pines. His father, Booth, is our ferry pilot and our all-around groundskeeper and assistant. Zach's sister, Lizzie, is also a camper. They live in Dark Harbor now, but they practically grew up on Claw Island. These two know Camp Seagull inside and out." The Aldens crowded around Zach Pines like a flock of birds. When they noticed Zach seemed shy because of all the attention, they stepped back a little. Ginny smoothed things over in her cheery way. "Thanks to you, Henry, Zach won't have to run the flag ceremony twice a day. He's been doing that since before Rich and I took over," Ginny informed the Aldens. "Now he doesn't have to rush in the morning and after dinner." "Ginny asked me to pack my bugle," Henry proudly told Zach. "I learned to play it for flag raising in the scouts." Zach didn't say anything. He looked as if he wanted to escape the five pairs of eyes fixed on him.
My father needs me now," Zach said, before sprinting off to the dock.
"I don't know what Rich and I would do without the Pines family," Ginny said. "I do want Zach and Lizzie to enjoy camp as much as the other campers. Booth is a good father, but he's very serious. He sometimes forgets to let the children relax and have fun." She turned to Henry and Jesse. "I've assigned some of Zach and Lizzie's responsibilities to both of you. I'd like them to have some more free time to take part in camp activities."
"Are they overnight campers?"
Jesse asked. Ginny frowned. "I'm afraid not. Rich and I didn't have any more cabin spaces for overnight campers. Zach and Lizzie are day campers. But still, I want them to have a great time, just like everyone else. I'm dividing up some of the chores Booth has given them and assigning them to junior counselors like yourselves. In fact, you can go help them load the ferry right now." Henry and Jesse stared at each other.
We tried to help," Henry said. "But Mr. Pine said he didn't want any new kids slowing things up."
"The other junior counselor who's helping out said we have to have special training first," Jesse added.
Ginny smiled.